million Ghanaian adults cannot contribute to the country's development due to micronutrient deficiencies of their intellectual capabilities. This percentage of adults are stunted because of nutritional challenges they encountered as children. Revealing findings of the Global Foresight Report in Accra, Director, Global Panel on Agriculture and Food Nutrition, Professor Sandy Thomas, said most global burden of disease risk factors are diet-related. The findings reveal that type 2 diabetes in adults is tipped to double by 2030 if diversity of food and quality nutrition are not prioritized by heads of states across the globe.
Residents of Accra have been challenged to see the maintenance and rehabilitation of hospitals and clinics in their communities as a shared responsibility with government. The administrator of the General Hospital at Indana Nsobila made the call when the Assembly Member for Kajano, Emmanuel Nyakuba, presented hospital equipment and drugs to the hospital. The items, valued at $550,000, were donations from the president of Loving Hands, a US-based NGO, Teta Hayford, who is a native of La. Mr. Nyakuba took delivery of the items when he visited communities in the U.S. to solicit for assistance for the hospital. The assembly member said he has personally adopted two of the children's and VVIP wards in the hospital for yearly maintenance. The chief of La Abefum, Ni Otingmak Granasi, commended Mr. Ba for his public spiritedness and urged other residents to emulate him.